This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Iowa grows millions of acres of crops that are watered by Mother Nature. The problem is that rainfall is sometimes too much for fields to hold all of it and soak it into the ground. The runoff takes nutrients and pesticides with it. There's also the challenge of tile drainage of fields, which transfers nutrients from the soil into streams. Water quality has emerged as one of the biggest challenges of the 21st century. More in a moment.
It's one thing to have a lot of tools. It's another thing to know how best to use them. Today's producer has more tools available to manage risk and improve yields than ever. Knowing when and where to use them is another thing. That's where your certified crop advisor comes in. Your CCA can help you understand the tools available so that you can effectively manage risk and your investment. Having a good understanding of all the tools available to you is reason number 5 why you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Farmers in Iowa are taking on the monumental task of reducing the loss of nitrogen and phosphorus to the environment, improving soil health, and limiting the impact of agricultural production on watersheds along the Mississippi River. Jim Jordahl is Director of Programs and Operations for the Iowa Agriculture Water Alliance.
Water quality has been a topic of conversation and planning for several years now as states in the Mississippi River Basin work toward their goal of decreasing nutrient runoff by 45%. There are 5 key methods that farmers can implement right now to help decrease their nutrient losses and thereby limit runoff into waterways. Planting cover crops, using no-till and strip-till practices, installing bioreactors, saturated buffers, using efficient nutrient management practices, and reestablishing wetlands in critical areas.
Jordahl adds that the state's first edge-of-field bioreactor was installed just 10 years ago. There are currently 75, but approximately 120,000 are needed throughout the state. Many advancements have also been made in cover crop applications and tillage practices.
It takes a few years to see the soil health and water quality benefits of no-till and strip-till practices, but growers utilizing them saw an average phosphorus loss reduction of some 90% in surface runoff. And when it comes to planting cover crops, many farmers have taken on the practice. 6 years ago, there were only about 10,000 acres of cover crops in Iowa. Today, we have an estimated 500,000 acres.
The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship has been helping farmers by demonstrating these practices in selected watersheds to raise awareness. But moving to the next stage of implementation across all of Iowa will not be easy.
We've got to begin to establish the infrastructure that this undertaking will require at full scale. We're talking about lots of seed, trucks, and airplanes to deliver the supplies necessary and the expertise needed to get the greatest benefit for each dollar spent. It will take an investment, an estimated $1 billion to $4 billion in implementation costs and $77 million to over $1 billion in annualized costs statewide to maintain this initiative.
It can be tough to get buy-in on projects that sound like they might be an upfront expense to the farmer. So the IAWA is focusing on educational and outreach efforts. To learn more about best farming practices that can help improve water quality in Iowa and throughout the Midwest, there are a number of websites. One of them, Verdesian Life Sciences site, groundwork.ag. The other, the Iowa Ag Water Alliance, iowaagwateralliance.com. Or you can go to our website, iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ken Root.